Dr. Mary Ann Mason is our guest here on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell, I, Paula. Dr. Mason, there are a number of things you say we can do. You've just said some of the things that you have put into place at the University of California system, where you have just stepped down as the dean of the graduate school at Berkeley. These are very real things that can happen for the fast track, and in a number of ways, if you will take care of the people in the leadership positions on the fast track, that will affect people who are coming behind them as well, and in what you call the second tier, won't they?
Yes. If there's a realization that you're trying to utilize your intellectual and social capital the best way that you can across all tiers of a university, including all the staff, because there are always more staff than there are faculty, etc. And the second tier, which in the university's case are the part-time lecturers and the adjuncts, if all the consideration is given to each of them, with the possibility, particularly in the second tier, of flexible movement within the institution, a career track that isn't dead-ended, then you really utilize your workplace much more strongly. And there are things individuals can do as well, because in fact, we are agents of our own fortune to a certain extent. We're not totally dominated by the institutions in which we serve. I give some suggestions for women, particularly who fall out of the fast track and have to, for a period of a year or more, not pursue their careers. Either they are at home for that period of time or have taken a part-time job, and then feel that they have both the time and the willingness and the ability to come back into the workplace, for them to really make themselves known and to stay in the game while they're out, to continue their professional contacts, to keep in touch with all the mentors they ever knew. And if they're in a kind of position that they publishing makes a difference, as it does in the academic world, to try to continue to follow the literature and to get some publication out if you can, because then you don't become just dead, something that is like yesterday's fish that no one wants to look at. I always talk about discounting the resume gap and give these lectures to faculty, that the fact that someone, man or woman, has been out of the workplace for 5 years does not automatically relegate them to the circular file, which is generally what happens. They don't even get to the first step of an interview. And also for women themselves to make sure, and men themselves, to make sure that the young protégés, the students, the trainees that they've had, if they take some time out, get a welcome back and get a note saying, how are you doing? You're thinking of coming back, etc. Because right now, people who are out of the workplace for more than a couple of years lose their confidence entirely. They feel that they have no credibility and no marketability any longer. So even if they're ready to come back, they often don't feel that there is a way. So the reentry track is enormously important. And individuals can help it by staying in the game, and players can help it by looking seriously at everyone who's shown promise but may have taken a bit of time out. Retraining for 5 or 6 months is often a good investment in recapturing what was once an incredibly valuable employee. And not just looking at, oh my gosh, you're over 40 and you've been out of the workplace for 2 years. In my own case, I started as assistant professor at Berkeley after the age of 40, which was almost unheard of in my time. And it was opposed, in fact, by some of the higher administration. But it worked for me. I was able to do that because I had stayed in the game, though. I had published, kept on publishing a bit in between, and had tried very hard to keep my contacts. That doesn't mean everyone can do it. I think it's very hard to do it that way. But it's one of the techniques.
And one of the things you say is pick your spouse,
yes,
partner, well.
Don't marry a jerk.
I love that line.
And by that, of course, I mean not just, you know, ordinary jerk, but someone... So your partner should be someone who takes you and your career as seriously as they take themselves and their career, who really treats you as an equal in all ways. I mean, life is long and you're not always going to be doing the same thing at the same time, but that respect for your life and your career goals, which is more important than anything else, whether you earn more or less money is far less important than the respect that you give one another, as well as the help. And this is not just a man's job or a woman's job, it's a partnership. And a real partnership means you are as important as I am. And surprisingly, I find with interviewing, particularly the women who have dropped out, that many of them say they just couldn't make it because they just didn't have a supportive spouse. And virtually all of the supportive women, including Dianne Feinstein that we interview, give a lot of credit to their partner or spouse. Even if they weren't necessarily doing 50% of the housework, it was just someone who was supportive in any way they could be. And I think that's enormously important.
It seems that part of the challenge, you know, to generalize this, is in the institutionalization of things, entities, whether it's law firms or medicine or colleges, and the ossification that tends to come with institutionalization. There are two things you point out that seem to be significant in that. One is your daughter in that generation. The attitudes are different, the expectations are different, the what they think they can do, and in some cases are doing, seem to offer hope for deinstitutionalizing, or at least institutionalizing in ways that allow us to institutionalize things in a better way than they are now. The other that you don't, because I don't think you can get numbers as easily, the other promising thing to me is that the whole entrepreneurial class. You mentioned how many women are going and starting their own businesses. And it seems to me that also is a place where new ideas, new
yes.
cultures, new institutions
right.
can spring up.
And here I am, yeah. the fifth time, saying we'll be back in just a moment.
I timed that perfectly.
With some of those answers when we return.